Hello, this is Steve Robertson, Forest Interpreter, with the Deer Opener edition of the Superior National Forest Update. Here's what's going on that may affect travel and recreation on the Tofty and Gunflint districts of the forest over the next week. As most of us know, this is opening weekend for the firearms deer season in the state. National forest lands are open to hunting, except within 150 yards of developed sites. ATV use is limited to those roads and trails specified on the motor vehicle use maps available at most district offices, and there's no off-road use of these vehicles for hauling game or traveling to deer stands. Deer stands, however, are allowed, but you have to take them down at the end of the season or they'll be impounded. Remember, even if you're not hunting, orange is definitely the new black this time of year. Be safe and be seen. Good luck to everybody. While you're driving out there, you might run into a bit more logging traffic than last week. On the Gunflint side, you can expect log trucks on the Bali Creek, Devil Track, Ball Club, Shoe Lake, Greenwood, Pine Mountain, Grade, Gunflint Trail, Swamp Lake Road, Cascade River Road, and Cook County 7 and 45. They'll also be hauling on the Mark Lake Road and Caribou Trail. On the Tofty side, they're still hauling up Cook County 3 and the Sawbill Trail, but there's also going to be trucks on the Sawbill Landing Road and Lake County 705. The bridge over the Poplar River on the Barker Lake Road is now finished and open for traffic. It's the opposite story for those looking to cross the Temperance River on the 600 Road near the Sawbill Trail. The longtime landmark steel truss bridge, known for obvious reasons as the Pink Bridge, is nearing the end of its life. It will be blocked and closed to car and truck traffic starting this week, though it will be open for snowmobile use during the winter. Drivers will have to detour either via the grade or Highway 61. Our fire crew is keeping busy by burning brush piles and gravel pits at several locations through the forest. This will continue as weather permits, so it's hard to say exactly which will be burnt on which day, but you may expect some smoke plumes from these fires. That wraps up what's going on the Superior. This can be a busy season in the woods, so be aware of other people and respectful of their use of the forest. Stay safe and good luck to all. This has been Steve Robertson with the National Forest Update.